Now the set. Now the 2-1. Swung on a smash into right center. Base hit. Lindor on his way to third is Freeman. Indians at the corners. Welcome back, Frankie. Only took him two at-bats to get his first hit of the year. Now, he's back in the leadoff spot. Terry Francona loves him there because he's a game changer. He does things no other leadoff hitter can do. And you want him getting as many at-bats as he can get.
Let's make him 1 through 9 in our lineup. We were talking this morning with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians. It is our Tribe Talk and Tickets, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How we all doing today?
Well, I thought I would pick a real good highlight from this weekend, the return of Frankie.
Well, thank you. Yes, so you didn't ruin my Cheerios again. We needed to get a win on a Sunday so we have something fun to talk about on Monday morning. But, yeah, it was nice to see our star back in the lineup. He had such a multiple dimensions to who we are as a baseball team. Obviously, the impact he makes out on the field is pretty remarkable, but just the way he lifts everybody else up in the dugout, in the clubhouse, it's good to see Frankie back. When he hit a home run yesterday, I think it took 9 at-bats for him to get his first home run of the season. I think now that he is back with us, you'll start to see a little bit more consistency from our ball club. And it's really nice to have him back.
Yeah. This weekend, Mother Nature started playing with us on Friday, so then we ended up with that traditional doubleheader. What was that? I mean, that was just a long day of baseball on Saturday.
Well, it was over 7 hours of baseball, and for 6 hours and 50 minutes or so, it was phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And then we had a bad 10-15 minute stretch there in one inning and took away a victory from us to sweep a doubleheader, and then those doldrums flew in, stayed around the ballpark for yesterday. I think a number of the losses we've had this year, have been obviously due to just the oddity of, I can think of 3 of our 9 losses just in the last few days. Our starting pitcher just getting beat up early in a game, which is pretty rare. I mean, Shane Bieber had never done that. Yesterday's game was the first time we've really gotten beat up badly. And that Shane Bieber's first ever real difficult start in his big league career. So we've had some weird ones, boys, over the last week with getting swept in Kansas City and then going and sweeping Seattle and, again, playing a terrific baseball for all but about 10 minutes on Saturday with 2 games, and then getting beat up yesterday. But we get an off day today, and the Miami Marlins come to town for 2, 6-10 game on Tuesday, and everybody's favorite weekday day games, a 1-10 start on Wednesday afternoon.
Bob, today is Terry Francona's 60th birthday, and I wondered in your time with the Tribe, do the players, other coaches, do they do anything for the manager when he celebrates kind of a milestone birthday?
Yeah, the clubhouse guys, coaches will have some fun with him since it's an off day. They might have had something planned for yesterday, but with the way we got beat up, they might have held off until tomorrow, maybe. But with an off day, everybody's off doing their own thing to take advantage of the rare off days that we get. They'll have some pranks in a normal scenario if there's a home game and everybody's around. They'll do something to try to make fun of him.
Do they just wrap up a big bucket of double bubble and give it to him?
Yeah. Well, If you ever saw the double bubble stash that we have back in our storage room in our clubhouse, you would. It's from floor to ceiling. It's pretty amazing. So, his own personal stash. It's pretty wild.
Is that sort of manager specific on some of that? You know, I guess everybody has their own sort of stress reliever during the dugout time.
Yeah. I would imagine every guy has his own thing that the clubhouse guys take care of them. Whether it's certain food items or, I don't know if there's many. We have so many young managers in the game of baseball today. You know, guys, in their late 30s to early 40s, I'm not sure any of them ever chewed tobacco. But in the day, if these guys came up through the minors, as a matter of fact, tobacco is not allowed. And we are not allowed, I don't know if you guys know this, but we're not allowed to provide tobacco in our clubhouse if a player is a veteran enough that that's something that they had done, or a coach or whatever, they have to bring it in on their own. We do not provide it. So, we're thankful that the sugarless double bubble is our guy.
Wait a minute. Did you just say sugarless?
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
For as much as he does, oh, boy. He wouldn't have any teeth if it was full of sugar.
Oh boy! Oh, it has probably xylitol or something else, whatever those other artificial sweeteners, as it were.
Right.
So who's on the?
Right.
Who do we have on the mound coming up on Tuesday? Is the Marlins come to?
Yeah,
town?
Carlos Carrasco will start for the Tribe, and then it looks as if that Jeffrey. Ramirez is going to be our starter when it's time on Wednesday. He'll get called up, so we'll have to make a roster move of some sort to get Jeffrey his spot in the rotation. And then we go off to Houston for four. Right now, Houston playing very well. It's so odd. Seattle Mariners are still in first place, even though Houston ran off 10 straight wins. Seattle's still in first place in the West, and that's a team that we swept. But we go to Houston and then Miami on a short road trip. And then the month of May, we have a lot of home games. The month of May, we'll come back for six. May 3rd through the 9th, we play Seattle and four against Chicago White Sox. And then we have an 11-gamer, oddly, two four-game series in mid-May from the 16th to the 26th, playing Baltimore, Oakland, and Tampa. So a lot of baseball coming up at Progressive Field here when the calendar turns to May.
Yeah, I see. Only 2 days off in the month of May. Hopefully we can get things moving along forward and matching our hitting with our pitching.
Exactly.
So we're still
at that magical 571 mark. We're a game back. We had been in first place for a while. Now we're a game back of the Twins as they're off to Houston tonight, and again, we have a brief two-game series against the Miami Marlins.
All right. Well, Bob, we will talk again next Monday. We appreciate your time, and I'll do my best to get us a win on Sunday so we can be...
Absolutely. That would be nice. Let's work on that, yeah, boy.
Well, I will take a win on a Friday and a Saturday if I have to give up the Sunday. Let's get at least win the series. That's what we always try to shoot
True.
For. We know that.
That's what we shoot for, winning series. Absolutely.
Thanks,
have a good week, boys. Go Tribe.